Last night was an ugly night all across this nation. It was an ugly night across this state.
Cuomo says he saw the videos on social media that include an NYPD car driving into a crowd of protesters and a young African-American man getting pepper sprayed while white protesters standing nearby were not targeted. He says while the actions seem inexplicable, he can't make a definitive judgment based on the footage alone.
I'm not going to make decisions off the video. I understand how difficult the job is of the police, and let's hear what they have to say. But I agree that the videos are very, very, very disturbing.
He says the state's attorney general, Tish James, will begin a probe and issue a report within 30 days. He says if any wrongdoing can be proved, there will be ramifications. The governor also endorsed some changes to laws regarding alleged police misconduct, including the release of prior police disciplinary records if an officer is accused of wrongdoing. Some lawmakers have proposed repealing a 1976 state statute known as Civil Rights Law 50A. It's been interpreted as a privacy protection for police records. Cuomo on Saturday said he'd sign a bill to repeal that law. He says he also wants allegations of police abuse investigated by an independent prosecutor or agency and not by local district attorneys. And he says there should be one national standard for what constitutes excessive force by a police officer.
So every American lives by the same standard.
The governor says he's sending more state police to several upstate cities who have requested help as protests there escalate. The city of Rochester will receive 200 troops. 150 will go to the city of Buffalo, and the governor's office is talking to leaders in Albany and Syracuse. But Cuomo says he's not issuing a statewide curfew. The superintendent of the New York State Police, in advance of the deployment, sent a letter to troopers saying they need to restore confidence in law enforcement among the public and they must do better. We must continue to be compassionate, empathetic, supportive, and professional to every person we come into contact with, said Superintendent Keith Corlett in a statement. Continue to choose kindness, he wrote. Cuomo says he, too, is tired of seeing footage of African Americans beaten or killed during police encounters, beginning with Rodney King, who was assaulted by police in Los Angeles nearly 30 years ago. He says the most recent death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, where one police officer has been charged with third-degree murder, can't be in vain. He says people can make changes, as evidenced by most New Yorkers adopting the wearing of facial coverings and social distancing rules to stem the spread of the coronavirus.
The people did it. 50 days ago, on April 12th, we lost 800 people from COVID. Yesterday, we lost 56. 800 to 56.
And Cuomo says while he understands the anger, the burning and looting hurts the protesters' calls for racial justice.
It allows the federal government to politicize what's going on and to come up with theories blaming the left and the extreme left, which only furthers the politics of division.
On Sunday, President Trump blamed the far-leftist group Antifa for the violence and says he wants to declare it a terrorist organization. Others, including public safety officials in Minnesota, say they believe that far-right and white supremacy groups are also trying to instigate violence. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.